Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Back in his day.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU Restoring. I'm back. How's the Aladdins and Magic Carpet? Let's see. What do we hear? Before that, we heard Benny Sharp doing his best Ike Turner impersonation, St. Louis Sunset Twist. The Elder Rocks did Back Room. And Guitar Gable on the Accello label, Congo Mambo. And we opened up with the Jesse Stone Orchestra, Runaway. Mickey Baker displayed prominently on that one. All by myself today, loud and lonesome. Little Brute just preparing himself for the he's playing with the Shams tonight at Brownies in the Cello Fest. So what we have today is not much news, not much yap, nothing to give away, just millions of records to get out of the way, no Christmas show. In fact, this is our last show of 1994. We'll be back on January the 7th. And I just want to get all this stuff out of the way that I haven't played, requests, and then lots of new stuff that I haven't gotten to. We got a little bit of news. We got a vibe report, of course, a really good hillbilly hangover from the theme of Western swing, and a cheesy blues hangover, and some Vomology, rock and roll out the wazoo. And without further ado, here's a great one on the Swan label. Roy Buchanan featured prominently on this, Cody Brennan and the Temptations, the best version of Ruby Baby for my money.
Modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
To you call
Jungle Superman. Jungle Superman. Jungle Superman, and I live in a tree.
All the rest of the animals are afraid of me.
There's a bit of a lion, oh mama lion. I eat the wild grass and I'm feeling just fine. Picked up a sheep, gorilla, tucked her under one arm.
Boo me, daddy, where you going?
And the bravest, they all a dig of me. A deep in me.
I'm a Superman and I live in a tree. The wildest and the strongest on the jump of the tree. In a hooping and a howling and a carrying on.
All the other animals leave me alone, cause I'm a
jungle Superman.
And the bravest, they all a dig of me.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Well, I wake up every morning with the beat in my feet. Tear off the covers and I rip up the sheets. I make it to the kitchen and I turn on some jam. Cause all we wanna listen to is Jam with Sam. Singing only about the doo, about the doo, the doo, only about the doo, about the doo, the doo, only about the doo, about the doo, the doo, only about the doo, about the doo, the doo, only about the doo, about the doo, the doo, everybody's yelling as I close the door. All the cats are yelling that they want some more. Everybody's rocking as they do the pop. Cause all the chicks are waiting for the record hot. Singing only pop the doo, pop the doo, the doo, wop, wop. Only pop the doo, pop the doo, the doo, wop, wop. Only pop the doo, pop the doo, the doo, wop, wop. Only pop the doo, pop the doo, the doo, wop, wop.
Sent you from Red, Hot and Blue. Hello, right now I got these so full of Spangler Red, Hot and Blue, coming through WHVQ and Hotel Chesco on the Maseline
Magazine.
That's right, the Maybelline floor right here. And good old Memphis, Tennessee, right now the whole next portion of Red, Hot and Blue is coming through the courtesy of, see what comes up here next. I'm messing up. I got so many sponsors, I'm losing my mind here. Oh, yes, sir, the dog races. No, not the dog races. No, wait a minute, let's see. Horse races. No, you're messing up. Through the courtesy of the best beer money by Falstaff. If you can't drink it, you can freeze it. Need to open up the cotton pick and rib and pour it into Sid by Dizzy Dean. Philip to Mr. Herb Sandler, right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, we got a record called, She Was Only a Plumber's Daughter When I Kissed Her, Her Cheeks Flushed. No, I didn't. No, wait a minute. That's all right.
Hey, everybody, let's have a ball. Let's get happy, one and all. Pat your hands, you sing and shout while I tell everybody what it's all about. Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Cody Olin.
Look off your face. Don't want you to drag this place. Hold your arms way out, then you bend your knees. You shout 40 odie just as loud as you please. Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's 40 odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's 40 odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's 40 odie.
Everybody here's gonna have a ball. They call it Georgia Twist. Let your hair down, baby, while we carry on. Ain't had so much fun since I've been born. Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Cody Olin.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Cody Olin.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Cody Olin.
Everybody here's going to have a ball.
Sober up and try to listen to this.
She's a rocker, baby, she's rocking every day. Doesn't matter to her if the word of the song don't rhyme. Very long as she's got rhythm, she always gets right with them. She may rock, pretty baby, she rocking everywhere. She may rock, pretty baby, she rocking everywhere. Well, you never seen a picture so she can't stand and she don't go in for love and in a fit. She may rock, pretty baby, she rocking everywhere.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Whoa, run hot. Hound here, WFMU. Clarence Bowes there, Sophronia B on the Aladdin label. Isn't that a good one? Everybody loves that one. Art Adams and his Rhythm Nights did Rock Crazy Baby on the Cherry label. We heard from Wild Bill Moore with Hey Spodeyody. The Deltones by request on the VJ label, Early Morning Rock. We heard the Individuals with Jungle Superman. And we opened it up with Cody Brennan and the Temptations, Ruby Baby. And what do we got going on today? Yeah, not much news. A little bit. A bunch of stuff. Just do a little bit of news and there's renouncements. Oh, let's do that first. Let's see. Well, my buddy Gary U.S. Balaban over at 2A is projecting movies across the street. He's on the corner of 2nd Street and Avenue A in the bar. He's on the second floor. He's broadcasting the movies out onto the building across, and he's doing a bunch of Scopatones like you might have seen at the FMU Record Fair. He had the Scopatone booth and a Cab Calloway Rhythm and Blues documentary, which is pretty great. And tomorrow night, there's the Empire State Soul Club Christmas party at the Mercury Lounge, 8 o'clock. And over at the Fez is the live music faucet. I see at Brownies tonight, Il Bruch with the Shams, along with Splendora and Rasputina, which is kind of like a cello battle. My favorite cello player in the city will be appearing with Splendora, Cindy the Animal Brolsmith. See Matt Guitar Murphy over at Chicago Blues tonight. The Vice Royals are at the Mercury Lounge tonight. And there's Charles Gale and Pharoah Sanders at the Knitting Factory tonight. Friday at Maxwell's, Mr. T booking himself as Todophonic Todd and Vince Bernicevic as Vibraphonic Vinny will be throwing a dance party along with the Cowslingers, who Roscoe produced, I believe. That's Friday at Maxwell's. And let's see. I like this guy in the news. It's Bingham from New York, a man attempted to hide his identity from police by gnawing the skin from his fingertips before he could be fingerprinted. The man told a Broome County judge Tuesday that he was David A. Harry, but prosecutors identified him from a photo ID taken as Lanny L. Fontas of Norfolk, Virginia. He was arrested December 1st after leaving the scene of a car accident near Johnson City. Computer check showed that Virginia was seeking Fontas on a violation of parole for weapons possession and drug charges. An officer monitoring the suspect's cell on a video screen thought he was biting his nails, but when he was removed from the cell for fingerprinting, police realized he had chewed the skin off of all 10 fingers. He was still identified last night. Now, that's weird. Now, according to the Superman episode where Inspector Henderson is holding up those big cards that you can't bite your fingerprints off, can you? Remember that episode of Superman they showed a guy who poured acid on his fingers and all this stuff? Huh. I guess you can, folks. You know, every time I've ever been fingerprinted, I've managed to smear it and almost, you know, had to be threatened with violence by the cops to get a clear fingerprint. It's very easy to smear those things up. Anyway, how about this guy? He's coming out. He's got this, I'll just read you the whole story. Grunge rock legend, as the Daily News refers to him, Kurt Cobain did not commit suicide, but was instead murdered of private investigator charges. At least two people were involved in the killing of the 27-year-old rocker at a Seattle home last April. Private eye Tom Grant was scheduled to tell syndicated radio host Gil Gross last night, but Seattle police dismissed the yarn. The rumor-mongering that surrounds Mr. Cobain's death is nothing new. Detective Bob Gibo told the Daily News, adding that police have never heard of Grant. Cobain's death was ruled a suicide, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I think he could have been murdered. How would you know? How can you tell? All right. Like I said, there's not much in the news right now. Let's just go right into Hillbilly Hangover. Our theme today is Western Swing, and we're sort of with a light motif of guys who were beaten to death or guys who beat people to death. Let's kick this one off. A guy who deserved a beating, maybe. Smiley Max Abdul. This is from this new, got it in the mail this week on Sony, a Hillbilly Boogie CD. I thank Andy Schwartz for sending that.
Give me a red hot mama and an ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Give me a long gun, baby, to cuddle up there, then just leave me alone. I'll take a table in the corner, turn the lights down low, put a nickel in the jukebox and let her go. With a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Hot mama and an ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Give me a clean cut baby without a care, and I just couldn't go wrong. Don't have to work in the morning, I can stay out late, so me and my baby can operate. Cause with a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along. Sort of get along. Give me a live wire cutie without a fear that anything can go wrong. Don't want no pretzel, just bring me some brew. Baby, your daddy's got work to do. Cause a red hot mama and ice cold beer, and I can sort of get along.
You put that small mind to some constructive use.
Don't I hear you, baby, telling me that you are through? You are through. Tell me, baby, I still love you. No blues, no blues, that's what I've got. No blues, no blues, baby, that's what I've got. because I'm through with you. Honey, but I still love you a little bit. Yeah, now that steel man comes in there. I've been honking, talking every night. Yes, I know I've been honky tonking every night. And every time I came in, we always had a big fight. I'm gonna quit my roaming around. Gonna stop all this hanging around. I'm gonna love you, mama. Please stay with me. I want you, baby. Let me go free.
Sober up and try to listen to this.
Kangaroo. I'm crazy about that gal, 'cause she knows just what to do. I'm never lonesome, always going dumb. Come on, get busy, play till I get dizzy. Here comes my gal, and she walks just like a kangaroo. I'm crazy about that gal, 'cause she knows just what to do. Gal, and she walks just like a kangaroo. I'm crazy about that gal, 'cause she knows just what to do. Gal, 'cause she knows just what to do.
Remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is... Hop the cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
Well, you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up.
Beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me. Beer bottle mama, you suit me to a T. Now you love beer and I love gin, with the two together we're bound to win. Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me. Just the other day I stopped at a cabaret. I heard a barfly say to a barfly across the way, beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me. Beer bottle mama, you suit me to a T. Now you love beer and I love gin, with the two together we're bound to win. Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me. Beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me. Beer bottle mama, you suit me to a T. Now you love beer and I love gin, with the two together we're bound to win. Beer bottle mama, you're the one for me. I stopped at a cabaret. I heard a barfly say to a barfly across the way, beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me. Beer bottle mama, you suit me to a T. Now you love beer and I love gin, with the two together we're bound to win. Beer bottle mama, you're the gal for me.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Once you meant a lot to me, now you're just my used to be. I've taken all I'm gonna take from you. What a fool I was to cry every time you said goodbye. I've taken all I'm gonna take from you. You go your way and I'll go mine, but baby, wait and see. While you sit around and pine, nothing's gonna bother me. I've just opened up my eyes, that should make you realize. I've taken all I'm gonna take from you. Guess you never thought I'd say Run along, you're in my way. I've taken all I'm gonna take from you. Stayed up nights and walked the floor. I'm not doing that no more. I've taken all I'm gonna take from you. Waited by the telephone, the phone that didn't ring. Now I'd rather be alone. Buzz on, be you, lost your sting. I don't want you anymore. When you leave, don't slam the door. I've taken all I'm gonna take from you.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here, this is WFMU. A little Western swing hang over there. Spade Cooley, I've taken all I'm going to take from you. Musically, he wasn't much, but culturally, he's kind of an interesting case. He did beat his wife to death, made his daughter watch while he kicked his wife's head in, and he ended up as a character in James Ellroy's last book, Spade Cooley. Andy Reynolds and his 101 Ranch Boys did Beer Bottle Mama, and Cliff Brunner's Texas Wanderers with Kangaroo Blues. Boy, they sounded drunk, huh? Yeah, we heard Harry Choate's Harry's Blues. Harry was beaten to death by cops in Texas in jail. They took him in on a drunk charge and beat him to death. He was the Cajun Hank Williams, pretty much. He was really about the biggest star in Cajun music up to that point. Probably up to, like, the 70s or something. Before that, Smiley Maxidu, Give Me a Red Hot Mama and an Ice Cold Beer. I don't know anything about him, but anybody who smiles when they're singing country music should be beaten. This full moon, I'm glad this is kind of overcast and crummy weather, because the full moon almost always drives me insane, but especially full moon in my birth sign. I mean, I'm jumping like a queer in a weenie roast. Little news. Oh, you know, they got this guy, what do they call him, the Unabomber? It's a pretty stupid name, right? They're really stretching for a connection there on that name, I know, but Every paper ran sort of a description on how you can build your own bomb, especially the Post, which is a paper that certainly does deserve to go out of business. I think only a true idiot or me would buy the Post. But there was a girl in the subway the other day. Listen to this. An incendiary device that a teenage girl was carrying in her book bag burst into flames in a subway in Harlem this week, seriously injuring a 16-year-old boy whose clothes caught fire. Police are investigating whether the device fitted with batteries, a timer, and accelerants is a copycat of the bomb featured in newspapers since the serial bomber, the Unabomb, killed a New Jersey executive Saturday. This definitely was not a science project, said Transit Police Deputy Chief John Pritchard. The device went off at about 3:20 p.m. on a northbound 3 train, pulled into the station at 145th Street in Lenox. Arnold Austin, 16, was sitting next to his 18-year-old friend. In the lead car, suddenly he felt a flash, and bam, he caught fire. Poor fella. He goes to junior high school, 275. I don't know, they got to come up with a better name for the Unabomber. In fact, if you have a better name for the Unabomber, please call here, because that's really stretching it. Rodney Dangerfield's in the news, though he's been mentioned as a possible Best Supporting Actor nominee for his work in Oliver Stone's Natural Born Killers. Rodney Dangerfield gets no respect. When he applied for membership in the Arts of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the comedian was turned down flat. With major parts in at least 3 movies, Dangerfield meets the minimum criteria, but a letter signed by Roddy McDowall, of all people, chair of the Actors Branch Executive Committee, says he still lacks, quote, enough of the kind of roles that allow a performer to demonstrate the mastery of the craft. Now, come on, didn't they see Caddyshack? Rodney's a fine actor, especially when you think of guys like Mickey Rourke are running around out there. No, I'm starting to like Mickey Rourke. He's so retarded. The fact that he had to rush to Tupac Shakur's side in the hospital, I mean, those guys are truly living the dream. They're such incredible knuckleheads that I've almost decided that, you know, if guys had done that in the 50s, we would think it was cool, right? So, well, 30 years from now, you know, they'll be writing songs about them. Oh, where are we? Let's blues hangover, huh? Oh, one more thing to announce. The 200 Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn, Park Slope, Brooklyn, the Senders and the Belmont Playboys are there tonight. Oh, here we got one on the Aladdin label for you. A Dirty Mother for You. Red Nelson. Nelson.
Keeps a hot dog, baby, no, it's never cold. He's just right for the future rover. Tight motherfucker, don't you know? Fitting motherfucker, don't you know? Jam up motherfucker, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I love my woman, though, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I ain't gonna put up with the way she do. My gal doing something ain't gonna work. Me or her one just in line get hurt. Evil motherfucker, don't you know? Bad motherfucker, don't you know? I'm a rotten motherfucker, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Say that monkey and the baboon is playing something up. The monkey when the money is scared to pick it up. The monkey stumbled, mama, the baboon fell. The monkey grabbed the money and it run like hell. Chuck the motherfucker, don't you know? He's roping motherfucker, don't you know? Pissing motherfucker, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I don't love my woman, tell the reason why. Feel my pants full of red devil lava. Won't motherfucker, don't you know? Running motherfucker, don't you know? Smoking motherfucker, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. My grandpa told grandma last year, got too old for the ship, you'll get you. Stiff motherfucker, don't you know? Beat out motherfucker, don't you know? You're a rotten motherfucker, I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody. I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Hush. Hush. What is that I hear?
Man, I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear nothing?
I don't yet think. Kid? Oh, that. Man, that's that cat next door. He's petting his baby. Petting his baby? Yeah. Every evening when he come home, he pet that baby. Sometime he pet that baby for a solid hour. Put your ear to the wall. You can hear him petting in there now. Shh. Hush, hush. Listen. Let me get over here. Wait, let me get over to the wall, too. I can hear it myself. Yeah.
Oh, Dada.
Baby.
Dada.
My little baby.
Dada.
Baby. You know, I love you so. You know, if I had money, I would buy you things. I would buy you a fine mink coat and a diamond ring.
Ooh, Daddy.
Honey, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you so. Honey, if I had a whole lot of money, I'd buy you everything. Baby, I would buy you a flying stove and a cooking airplane.
Oh, Daddy.
Baby.
Oh, Daddy.
Baby.
Daddy.
Baby. 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 Baby.
Baby.
No.
No.
Baby.
Thank you.
gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I know something on my baby, but I'm scared to tell her so. I know something on my baby, but I'm scared to tell her so. Too much competition with the guy that lives next door. No man will pay $10 to get one shirt washed tonight. No, no, one shirt washed tonight. When he can take two to the line and get him done for 39. Yes, he can. Lord, 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 Lord. Too much competition. He can take two to the line and get him done for 39. I don't know why my baby won't do right. Why my baby won't do right. She's as straight as an arrow in the daytime, crooked as a snake at night. She's little, she's low, she stands about 4 feet 9. Oh yeah, stand about 4 feet 9. I expect competition, cause boy, she's really fine. Yes, she is. Lord, 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 Lord. Too much competition. I expect competition, cause boy, she's really fine. Let's go now. You better pin her to your side. If you love your woman, you better pin her to your side. Cause the first Fleetwood Cadillac passes, she's gonna want a ride. Yes, she will. Lord, 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 Lord. Too much competition. First Fleetwood Cadillac passes, she's gonna want a ride.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
From the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Alan Bunn on the Red Robin label, Too Much Competition. He would later find greater obscurity as Tar Heel Slim. We heard from Jimmy Reed, Laughing at the Blues. And before that, we had Willie Dixon on the Yambo label, Petting the Baby. It was out to Fast Freddy, who donated a tape of that. Boy, I'd love to find the 45 of that one. Anybody out there collect the Yambo label? We heard Homesick James doing Can't Afford to Do It. And we opened it up with Red Nelson on the Aladdin label and A Dirty Mother for You. It's breaking up beautifully today. Anyway.
Uh-oh, I lost my news story.
Here I am. Cultural icons and the phone fun in the news today. It seems both Ike Turner and Jerry Lee Lewis have their own 900 numbers. I think FMU, I think they have a block on the phone. I don't think we can call a 900 number. Otherwise, I would be more than glad to run up to FMU Bill to talk to Ike, hear Ike Turner's recording or whatever it may be. Let's see. Ike's number is 1-900-990-IKE-1. And if you're over 18, you can call him and find out all sorts of things, like, did he think Tina used him to launch her career? Press 1 and you'll find out. I guess People Magazine called. I don't know what they got out of it. Jerry Lee Lewis's 900 number is not listed in the paper, but he does have a 900 number, and he's helping to pay off his $560,000 debt to the IRS. His wife, Carrie McCarver Lewis, said over the line that they're trying to pay the tax man so that they can die happy. Mr. Lewis, 59, worked out a deal to pay his back taxes through concerts, book sales, and other means. On one message, he tells callers about his first date for $2.75 a minute. That's 75 cents more than Ike Turner charges. On another, he recalls being kicked out of the seventh grade for fighting with a teacher. I saw Jerry Lee about a month ago at the Garden, and, you know, he was fantastic. It's too bad that Richard Nader had to talk for an hour so that Jerry Lee couldn't play because of union regulations that keep shows at the Garden from going past midnight I mean, Richard Nader stood up there in his, you know, with his in his leisure suit with his ugly gold jewelry and literally talked about an hour, all told. And Jerry Lee, he went on a quarter to twelve. They cut his set off on the second song. Silly. Glad I didn't have to pay for that one. And, oh boy, what else is going on here? I gotta get my news thing together. We're gonna be gone for 2 weeks. Be back January the 7th to announce the Media Star of the Year, which is almost definitely going to be Tupac Shakur, unless somebody does something really incredible in the next 2 weeks. We're actually, you know, they've got until January the 1st. Here's an interesting headline in today's paper. Steinbrenner silent. If I could George Steinbrenner actually shut his mouth for once, it became a headline, was a headline news. All right, let's go back in there. I got this one queued up. This is on the Doc Holliday label. Bobby Vern. I haven't played it in a while. Great record.
As I was out riding last night about nine, chick pulled up, car like mine. Didn't know what she had under her hood. Way she was grinning, it was something good. I thought a red heart fast as if it can be. Don't know enough you got. Woo, baby, walk back with me. Well, the light turned green. We took off slow. I could see her grin as she took me low. Well, I shifted to second. Her grin turned sick. She didn't know she was up against a bad street stick. I got a red heart. Slow. I could see her grin as she took me low. Well, I shifted to second. Her grin turned sick. She didn't know she was up against the bad stick. I got a red heart.
A man's body, a fly's head.
We drive home. drive it on. Well, we give it the number three. Gonna be you or me. So put your lips close to mine and drive on.
Things were about to change from bad to worse.
I knocked on her door. I was feeling poor. I wanted no more from that little lady. She said,
"Come on in."
I started to grin. My head was in a... There, sitting in her lap, big and fat,
was a Siamese cat.
So goes the story. The rest is gory. Dick, designed to make you wonder and worry. I'm playing it cool now. I'm not a fool now. It's back to school now, kitty. Don't drool now.
Like the end.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, she's a love sinner. Sorry that I met her. The way she loved me, Lord, I can't forget her. Oh, baby, she's my baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, please be mine.
Well, she's a love maker, full heartbreaker.
please be mine.
Well, she's a hot stopper, teenage rocker. When she kisses me, Lord, what a shocker. She's my baby.
Baby, please be mine.
Go, Cap, go!
Please be mine.
Baby, please be mine. Oh, yeah.
This is a hit.
Sound, I want to rock you, baby. I want a brand new lick. I can kick it with my feet, I feel it with stick. I want a real gone record with lots of crazy words. Craziest song that's ever been heard, but it must have teeth. Yeah, one I can't prove. Hum, whistle, I sing about a teenage flame. Must be a record for the old and the young, so I can remember the song I sung when I was in my teens. When I had my fling, when I get too old to rock and roll. So all you cats keep your ear to the ground and dig a me a record with a different sound. I wanna rock it, please. I want a brand new lick. I can kick it with my feet, I beat it with sticks. With a different sound, I want to rock your feet. I want a brand new lick. I can kick it with my feet, I beat it with a stick. Well, it must be a record with lots of crazy words. Craziest song that's ever been heard, but it must have tune. I wonder I can't croon. Hum, whistle, I sing about a teenage flame. Must be a record for the old and the young, so I can remember the song I sung when I was in my teens. When I had my fling, when I get too old to rock and roll.
I dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Apple.
In the sack.
In the sack.
see, I'm gonna give the fruit to you so you can like a me. Sack.
Here, this is WFMU East Orange, and I'm driving. That was Ben Hughes and Sad on the specialty label. We heard Charles Sens' Dig Me a Crazy Record. Freddie Haldig, She's an Upsetter. Clayton Watson and the Silhouettes before that did My Baby Done Me Wrong. They later became Lord Dent and the Invaders of Wolf Call fame. You know, that makes you feel knowledgeable. Hal Page and the Wailers did Drive It Home. And we open up with Bobby Vern, Red Hot Car. Let's see, what's coming up here on FMU for your holiday fun? Next Saturday, from 1 to 3, filling in for Laura Cantrell, The Return of the Old Codger. And Dave Amos will be doing the next 2 weeks here on The Hound Show, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And Dave the Spaz has Magic Ratty and the Xmas Trolls live in the studio, Music the Spaz, by Monday at 10. And tomorrow, don't forget, live from Fez at 6:30 to 9, Nitro Nick Hill's Music Fawcett Christmas Extravaganza with Steve Wynn, Amy Allison, Dan Zanes, Blue, the Bushmills, and others. And what else is happening here? From the Bad Lieutenant desk, Keith Callan, a former police officer who said his wife's nagging made him strangle her, faces 25 to life in prison after he was convicted of murder in Oakland, California. Yeah. And from the even worse lieutenant desk, here in New York, they dismissed the cop who shot at other police officers aiming his Dirty Harry gun. This guy, a city police officer who aimed a quote-unquote Dirty Harry gun, I don't know what that means, at housing officers in an off-duty incident in October and shot after allegedly boasting, "My gun is bigger than yours," has been fired. Angelo Angelico Jr., 27, a probationary patrol officer in the 32nd Precinct in Harlem, was fired December 1st, more than 2 months after the bizarre incident. So 44 Magnum, I guess that's the Dirty Harry gun. And in the worst lieutenant ever department, they dismissed all charges without even going to a grand jury on this police officer out in Queens who was a seven men claimed they were raped by him. Seven livery cab drivers and van drivers out all the way out in Queens somewhere up way the hell out there. Completely dismissed charges. And this guy Bratton, he's even more arrogant than Giuliani. I mean, let's face it, if they were going to look for like a town with really good police-civilian relations and a very uncorrupt police department, yeah, let's look up in Boston. Let's get a guy from Boston to run the NYPD. Oh, man. Everything is getting so much more horrible. It's very hard to sustain even the hatred for it all. It's just gotten silly. This friend of mine was telling me they saw Newt Gingrich in an airport picking his toes. That's a real story. Anyway, Los Angeles, a jury awarded $225,000 in punitive damages to a woman who claimed funk singer Rick James and his girlfriend beat her, held her hostage in a hotel room. Jurors deliberated less than an hour yesterday in the second phase of Mary Sauger's lawsuit. Before reaching a verdict, the jury awarded Sauger $1.8 million in damages last Friday. James 45, best known for his hit Super Freak, was convicted last year of assaulting Sauger 36 on November 3rd, 1992. And Rick James was in a band with Neil Young for a while, the Minor Birds. I don't know if any tapes ever exist of that. Anyway, hopefully our Vibe Meister's calling. I think he should be at the Fleshtones Christmas party about right now. Speaking of which, Fleshtones, Kenny, I forgot to fax your George Jones article, Nick Tosh's George Jones article over there. Maybe I'll just leave it over at your bar on Tuesday. I'll leave it with Tom Clark. Oh, there's our man. Roscoe?
Yeah.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Where are you?
I'm where you said.
You're at the Fleshtones Christmas party?
Yes, sir.
Well, Merry Christmas, Fleshtones and Roscoe.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Did you have fun last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you were having fun.
I had fun. I had all kinds of fun last night.
Yeah.
The gig was good. Michael McMahon's party was good.
Yeah, that's where I saw you. I don't know if you remember.
I do remember.
Yeah, I think...
Now that you're humming a few bars.
I think when we ran into each other, it was 2 a.m, and we were both at the Idiot Grin stage of the night.
I always enjoy seeing the Hound at the Idiot Grin stage.
Yeah. That's where we've been running into each other lately.
Hey, hey.
So what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe, you know, it's a rainy day holiday celebration vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's...
What's your rainy day drink?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff, but I just did like sort of a evil Boy Scout thing by coming in and opening a bottle of wine with the sheetrock screw.
Uh-oh. They didn't have a corkscrew, or you just wanted to show them you can do it?
Well, the corkscrew was on the way. In fact, Keith walked in with the corkscrew as I was doing it, but it was kind of, you know, it was sort of just an evil Boy Scout thing.
Well.
So the vibe is like a sense of accomplishment vibe.
Maybe someday I'll do an evil Boy Scout troop leader thing.
I think it's good. That's a good idea.
Well, maybe it was a Girl Scout troop.
Yeah, it might be better.
Yeah.
So, was last week the record fair?
2 weeks ago.
Boy, the record fair was fun. I'm still thinking about that.
I got good photos of it from Bob O.
Yeah, it was really fun. I got kind of caught off guard by the vibe report because there was so much cool stuff happening.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it went pretty well. We made some money. Everybody made money. I made money. FMU made $20,000.
Wow.
Father Bruce probably made about
$60,000. Calling all cows?
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got it.
You got that?
I got it here on the Accello label.
We're hooked up. We're hooked up.
Anything for you. Anything for you, Kenny.
All right. Well, what's on the fun docket for this evening?
Well, depending on... Do you like cellos?
I do like cellos.
There's a cello fest over at Brownie's with Splendora featuring Cindy the Animal Brolsmith on cello. And then there's Rasputina, the three cello all-girl orchestra. You
seen
them?
Rasputina?
Yeah, they're actually kind of amusing.
Are they at Brownie's also?
Yes, on the same bill. And then the Shams with the old Brooch, who... He should have a cello. No, he's playing guitar, but I'm kind of hoping they get him a cello.
Who's tending bar tonight?
It's Saturday. It would be Spot.
Uh-huh.
And over at 2A, Gary Balaban is, where Lorraine is tending bar, Gary Balaban is showing his Scopatones and his Cab Calloway movie thing.
Uh-huh.
And the Viceroyals are at the Mercury Lounge. And
well, it's a regular Avenue A entertainment bonanza.
Senders are at 205th Avenue out in Brooklyn, in Park
uh-huh.
Slope.
With Wacky Simon.
With Wacky Simon and
the
Belmont Playboys. Yeah, the fifth.
Oh, the Belmont Playboys?
I heard Simon was working out at Coyote.
He is?
Yeah.
Answering the phone?
I don't know. I guess so.
Or he's doctoring the books.
Yeah.
They got him out there accounting.
He's the accountant.
Let's see. Account one, account two. Let's see. Well, this is good. I mean, we got the speakers and everything. I might be able to generate some feedback.
Oh, yeah?
Feedback.
Let's see. How does this sound?
Hey.
You like that?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, Hound. Well, maybe I'll see you at the thing. And how about a big, loud, drunk Merry Christmas from the party crowd?
Which thing?
Merry, there you go, Hound.
Merry Christmas, Fleshtones.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Later.
There he goes. Our boy in the world of rock, Roscoe. All right, I did sort of promise I wasn't going to play any Christmas records today, but I'm going to play one because every year I look forward to the Sonics Christmas record. So I'm going to play the Sonics Christmas record. What are we going to hear for the VOM set today? We've got the Sonics. That's going to be followed by probably the rarest Velvet Underground thing you're ever going to hear. It was recorded their very last gig with John Cale. Let's see what the exact date. April 7th, 68. It's recorded at the Gymnasium in New York. It's called Booker T. I know of no other recordings of this tune. It's a really pretty cool instrumental. It's a little long. Then we'll get into that Dolls, the unreleased Dolls thing, and maybe some Guitar Wolf. All right, what do we got? Where's the queued up on? Where did I put it? Oh, there it is. The Sonics.
Well, Mom and Dad said we could, so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on a wall.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right? Sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss, she slapped me down, said, you jerk, this no, doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Thank you.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Why don't you put that...
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Uh-oh. Wrong matting. Kind of a new Moondog tune to mat to. How was the Guitar Wolf there from his album Kung Fu Ramon? No. Jet Rock. Reported as number one funny man in Tokyo. Heard the New York Dolls, Don't Mess With Cupid. The Velvet Underground did Booker T, and we opened up with the Sonics, Don't Believe in Christmas. Little Vomula. So I heard this thing on the radio coming out here on a news station that there was a new guy shooting at the White House this morning. I know that Clinton has a lot of enemies in permanent government, especially in the CIA and that creepy form of permanent government that goes on and exists down there. But I heard this thing that they were actually, if you go out in front of the White House at about 4 or 5 in the morning, every night they're doing a little work, little by little, hoping nobody notices. They're building a grassy knoll right across from the White House. I don't know. I think this guy is doomed. What does that mean? That means we got the guy with the plugs in the back of his head. Al Gore is president? What's the difference? PSA time. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Inorganic Life Forms, SPOCLE, is a group of Americans concerned with protecting the rights of inanimate objects. I guess that includes our former newscaster, Denois. In our daily quest to defend human and animal rights, we sometimes overlook the rights of furniture, tools, appliances, and machines around us. Each day, Americans misuse and abuse common items in the work and at home. Just because an object cannot think or feel does not mean it is less deserving of respect. If you kick something, it will dent. If you hit the object, it will rattle. If you puncture something, it will leak. Causing damage to inorganic objects also debases the human spirit and causes remorse and lowered self-esteem. December is National Inorganic Material Month. SPOCLE invites you to help ensure that justice prevails for all life forms, including non-biological ones. Public service message from WFMU and whatever knucklehead wrote that. Oh, don't forget, every Tuesday at 6 o'clock on WFMU, the David Emery lecture series, and he's still on The Ultimate Evil, and you can hear the CIA, Roman Polanski, Charles Manson, Anita Pallenberg, and all kinds of people tied up in one neat package every Tuesday from 6 to 7. And don't forget the Empire State Soul Club Christmas party at the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Something very special happening at the Mercury Monday. I'm not allowed to announce it, but if you want to call here, 201-678-7743, I will tell you whose toupee will be there Monday. Let's play some more music. This one's queued up. Ralph Wilson.
Baby, when the music Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
You got me talking in my sleep each night, doing things that I know not right, telling everybody that you love me too. I know darn well it's just not true. Say, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, love on the wind this time. Taught me how to cuddle like a bug in a rug. You even gave me lessons on how to love. You taught me how to kiss. You taught me how to tease. How to be first and how to please. Then, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, love's gonna win this time. Like a bug in a rug. You even gave me lessons on how to love. You taught me how to kiss. You taught me how to squeeze. How to be first and how to please. Then, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, love on the wind and the time.
WFMU, my favorite radio station ever. The Hound on Saturday afternoons.
Wow, sugar, there's no one any finer, 'cause I've searched all over China. Sugar, you're my gal. Oh, sugar, with your big brown eyes shining like the sun on a sunny morning. Sugar, you're my gal. My teeth like diamonds, hair of gold. Oh, oh, what a dream. My lips are ruby red and cheeks are rosy too. Sugar, what you doing to me? Oh, sugar, there's no one any finer, 'cause I've searched all over China. Sugar, you're my gal.
Hello, sugar. Hi, you look sweet today.
My lips are ruby red, my cheeks are rosy too. Sugar, what you doing to me? Oh, sugar, there's no one any finer, 'cause I've searched all over China. Sugar, you're my gal.
Wasn't I before Christmas?
and all through the house.
Mother Rabbit was staring.
Because of the Hound. The Hound Show on WFMU 91.1 FM in East Orange, New Jersey. Listen to his great show, The Hound. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is your old friend, Jack Starr, the Monster Man, saying to all of you, Merry Christmas and listen to The Hound.
Understand us teenagers.
Won't you tell me, pretty baby, don't you want a man like me? Won't you tell me, pretty baby, don't you want a man like me? I can make love, pretty baby, just you wait and see. I ain't got no money and I'm not 6 feet tall. And I'm not 6 feet tall. But I can love you, pretty baby, with my back up against the wall. Tell me, don't you want a man like me? Tell me, don't you want a man like me? I can make love, baby, just you wait and see. Don't you want a man like me, baby? Don't you want a man like me, baby? I can make love. I wanna make love. I wanna make love to you. Don't you need a man like me? Tell me right now. I wanna know right now. So tell me, please, baby. Don't you need a man like me?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Lots of weird matting on this Moondog record. What Alan Freed used for his matting. Anyway, I'm the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. 55 minutes left of our last show of 94. Jay Nelson on the Accello label, Don't You Want a Man Like Me? The old tent show queen ballad. Jack Starr, the late great, Born Bad. Died even worse. Marvin and Johnny Dig Sugar. Curtis Hoebuck, Hey Everybody. And we open up with Ralph Wilson, What's Shaking? Like I says, there's no news today. I got nothing on my mind either. Nothing to say. Nothing to do. Where are we? I got to get back to my regular matting. Hold on a second. That's really starting to annoy me. I'm not a big organ fan. Oh, thank you. It was something I was in, on my mind. I can't remember what it is, though. And I'm sure you can't. I told you about Rodney Dangerfield, right? Oh, well. You know what? Let's just jump right back into it, because we got a lot of stuff to get out of the way, like this one on the Swan label by the Echoes. I think this might be Kenny Paulson on guitar.
With unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Driving in and looking all around the square, hoping and I called you up about an hour ago. Said you'd be down as soon as you change your clothes. You're not here. I wanna know the reason why. Laid on the corner, isn't that stupid? You're already old, so late. Well, I guess that you don't care. Well, well, I see the study teeth. She sure looks neat. I guess I'll pick her up and let her get the load off her feet. You probably wouldn't have made it. Yeah. Well, it didn't pay off for you to be so late, because I got myself another lovely day. Sorry, sorry, baby, because you done lost out. I guess I'll pick her up and let her get the load off her feet. You probably wouldn't have made it anyhow. Well, it didn't pay off for you to be so late, because I got myself another lovely day. Sorry, sorry, baby, because you done lost out.
Personality Station.
That's right. That's us. Personality Plus.
Open up the door, darling. Let me in. Please forgive me, baby, for my sin. You got me, darling, dead under your spell. I got it so bad that it's you I got to tell. My heart is full of sorrow since I left you crying. I'm weeping in the morning and I'm nearly dying. I try to jump in water, baby, 50 feet deep. I see everything, child, in my seat. I see a black cat trying to cross my trail. I found a policeman trying to bring me to jail. So come to my rescue once again. I open up the door, baby, let me in.
Music star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Well, they call him Tiger. He's a tiger. My man, you say, well, he's a red cooler cat. Oh, yeah. Evening by the 8 o'clock. I tell you, baby, how the house it does rock. He played the records real smooth. I tell you, baby, he's a head in a groove. The one called Tiger. Ooh, he's a tiger. Ooh, my man, you see, well, he's a real cool cat. Oh, yeah. They call him Tiger. Ooh, he's he's a tiger. My man, he's a real cool cat. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, he picked up his record and he's gonna go home. My heart begins to a sob and moan. My ma says, what's the matter, girl? Can't you hear that platter? I look his way. Daddy, he's a going to stay. The one called Tiger. He's a tiger. Ooh, ooh, my man, you see. Well, he's a real cool cat. Oh, yeah. Well, I say, you can. Daddy's around. Baba's around. Oh, yeah.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
As I was walking down the street, I saw something mighty sweet. She was a cutie, and the bells began to ring. Began to ring. I looked at her. She began to smile. I said, baby, won't you stay a while? My heart began to sing, and the bells began to ring. Began to ring.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Why is everybody laughing?
Well, you look so sweet walking down the street, but you're just as cold as the snow and steep. Goo, goo, baby, don't you be goo, goo to me. From your head to toe, when I wink at you, then up goes your nose.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, WFMU. Lafayette Yarborough, cool, cool baby. Pop with Ding Dong. No, Ding and Dong with Bip Bop. No. Sparkle Moore before that did Tiger. Little Booker, that's James Booker, Open the Door. We're going to come back to him in a second. Don Fager did Date on the Corner, The Young Lads, Graduation Kiss, and the Echoes opened it up, Scratch My Back. James Booker, and that's an interesting case. I would highly recommend, if you don't know what to buy a music lover for Christmas, the Dr. John book is a real good present. There's some interesting stories about James Booker in there, including Mac Rebenek saying that, that's Dr. John, saying that every time they would go out on the road and they'd put James Booker in a room with another musician, he'd try to turn him out. Oh, well, what do we got? 35, 37 minutes left. We better just rock right into it. Got to get some requests out of the way, like this one by Roy Brown. Let's do a whole set of requests. All right, whole set of requests. We're going to get to all of them.
Square from the fair. I've been around from town to town and almost everywhere. Don't big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. Now it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Show me a woman that a man can trust. Don't you big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me.
fool, don't you think I'm a clown? Cause I'm picking up what you're putting down. Don't you big shot me. Don't big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. You can hold in my eyes, shake your hips, call me daddy-o, but I ain't gonna slip. Don't you big shot me. Don't you big shot me. You better play it cool. Don't be a fool. Don't try to big shot me. Don't you big shot me, you better play it cool, don't be a fool, don't try to big shot me.
Now you listen to me, you wide mouth punk, we've heard just about all we want from you.
You got my heart just flip. I want a taste of your sweet lips. Now you're number one on my love list. I knew I loved you, baby, since that first night we kissed. You're not five, not four, no more. You're not three, not two, cause I made you number one on my love list. Now
First night we kissed, you're not five, not four, I'm no more. You're not three, not two, cause I made you number one on my love list.
Did you know that mental illness claims more victims than any other disease? That's right. One American in every 10 is suffering from some disabling mental or emotional disorder.
Calling a cow down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. Cow moves this morning just before day. We got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. We got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. Give a little buddy, little margarine. And when you get, I know that you'll be pleased. We're going down to the pasture, into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Mama say, you better stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
Back in the States.
I'm the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. I'm driving the Blues Rockers on the Accelo label, Calling All Cows. Who's that to Kenny Fox, who knows from cows? Oh, the Sparkle Tones, also by request, number one on my love list. They're from Cookie and the Cupcakes until then. Link Davis did Don't Big Shot Me, and Roy Brown opened it up with Ain't No Rock tonight. And, well, this is the last show of 94. 2 weeks off with Big Dave filling in. And we'll be back January 7th to announce the Media Star of the Year. I'm almost positive Tupac Shakur is going to win it. And, yeah, I have so little to say. I just like to say Merry Christmas to everybody, especially everyone who contributed various things to the show over the year, over the last 9 years. I'm brain dead. I have nothing left to say. We're going to go rock right through the end of this thing. Oh, one time through the announcements, then we'll rock to the end of it because I keep forgetting some stuff. Friday night over at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Mr. T has Todaphonic Todd and his Vibraphonic Vinny in the Cow Slingers. That's next Friday at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Pharoah Sanders and Charles Gale at the Knitting Factory tonight. The Vice Royals at the Mercury Lounge tonight. Matt Guitar Murphy at Chicago Blues. That's tonight. Bill Bruch with the Shams along with Splendora and Rasputina at Brownies tonight. The Live Music Faucet broadcasting live from Fez tomorrow, 6:30. It's on Lafayette Street in Manhattan. Empire State Soul Club Christmas, the Mercury Lounge, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And over at 2A tonight, Gary Balaban showing Scopatones and Cab Calloway movies out the window onto the wall. And the Senders and Belmont Playboys, 200 Fifth Avenue. All right, let's rock.
What do we got?
The Adventurers, Rock and Roll Uprising. Another new one.
Well, it was one fine morning, I was knocked out of
I went into the hall to see what it could be. It was a rock and roll uprising all around me. Now there's a
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Well, my baby got nothing but sweet love on my mind.
Bye.
shed. Party.
Boy sings his way into your hearts.
From shore to shore. Yes, I'm a drifter. No home no more. I want a ramble. Yeah, drink and gamble. Cause I'm a drifter. My blue suede shoes since I left you. Drinking beer and wine, thinking you're mine, what can I do? I've been a-drifting afar with my old guitar, cause I'm a-drifter. Yes, I'm a-drifter out on the ocean.
Rock and roll fever, while I've got the Asian flu.
got is not the blues. She's got the rock and roll fever. She's got rock and roll fever. She's got the rock and roll fever. While I've got the easy attitude.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
I saw in my life. Met the finest chick I ever saw in my life. I tried to take her out, but she was somebody else's wife. Don't do it, I done done it. 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 And when I did it, ooh, it sure was nice. Walking down the street and saw a Cadillac shining black. Walking down the street and saw a Cadillac shining black. I wanted to take the wheel, cut out, and never come back. Don't do it, I done done it. Don't do it, I done done it. And when I did it, ooh, his shoe was nice.
Young blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Mary had a little lamb, a lamb was white as snow. If you want my loving, baby, you better follow me where I go. Tag along, tag along. Peep lost a sheep and don't know where to find them. If you want my hugs and kisses, babe, you better follow right behind me. Tag along, tag along. Oh, tag along. If you want my loving, baby, just tag along. Well, I need your loving, babe. Always treat you right. You can lie, cheat, steal if you want, but you must love me day and night. Tag along, tag along. Went up the hill to get a pail of water. Jill knocked Jack down and he broke his crown, cause he's fooled with the neighbor's daughter. Tag along, tag along. Oh, tag along. If you want my loving, baby, just tag along. But I need your loving, baby. Always treat you right. You can lie, cheat, steal if you want to, but you must love me day and night. Tag along, tag along.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hell, dear. WFMU, that certainly craps it up. Rocket Morgan by request, tag along. We heard Amos Milburn, possibly our greatest hit of 94, I Done It. Walter Brown did Jelly Roll Rock and the Monitors, Rock and Roll Fever. Tennessee Drifter did The Drifter and the Magnificent Four did Uncle Sam. The great Orange Ray Hubbard, Sweet Love, and the Adventurers opened up their Rock and Roll Uprising. Well, have a nice Christmas, everybody, and a good New Year's. And if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll see you all on September the 7th. Dave Amos will be filling in the next 2 weeks. Wild Girls up next. No, January. Did I say September? I'm brain dead, folks. January the 7th. I'll see you January the 7th, 2 weeks from today. Wild Girls up next. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm already in the party spirit. My brain, I've already erased my hard drive.
Station of the Stars.
Star Music. WFMU. Star East Orange. For the real All Stars, meaning you, our listeners.
But I'll die happy. I'm a good time lover living undercover. I'm a real low raider and an aggravator. And I know I won't always be strong, but I'll die happy. So when they plant my body 'neath the sod, please don't take it so hard. Oh. 'cause when I'm copping that eternal nod, I'll be the happiest cat in the graveyard. Well, I'm a loud noise maker and a belly shaker. I'm a goofball user and a chick abuser. And I can't live right from living wrong, but I'll die happy.
Let me stay right in that groove there.